Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we've got game 7 of the NBA Finals coming up on Sunday night. It's crazy. I never thought we would find ourselves in this position. I jokingly told some of my friends, and they threw it in my face yesterday, that, oh, Caleb said it was going to be a sweep. And it was like, yeah, well, I didn't actually believe it was going to be a sweep. I thought it was going to be a gentleman's sweep by the Thunder. And somehow we have now entered a place where Game 7 happening in OKC on Sunday. This is for everything. Does not matter what you've done before. Will not matter what you do moving forward after this. It's put up or shut up time, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. To help me talk about that as well as what the Atlanta Hawks are going to do in this next week's upcoming NBA draft, we're going to go out the WadeFor.com hotline and bring in friend of the program, Glenn Willis of the ATL and 29 podcast. You can follow Glenn on social media at Willis_Glenn. He always does such a great job with especially like video breakdowns of things that are happening. I know Glenn's always out at NBA Summer League, helping out with seeing how new talent is developing, all of these sorts of things. Glenn, how are you doing on this Saturday, man?
Yeah, I'm good. Appreciate the time and look forward to talking through this stuff with you.
Absolutely. Now, Game 6 happens in Indiana, and I, like many others, thought, okay, OKC has played with their food enough at this point. This is going to be, unfortunately, OKC closing things out, not on their home floor, but a win is a win. And instead, Indiana just comes out and shoots the absolute lights out of the building and runs away with a very comfortable Game 6 win, ties this series up, and this thing is headed to 7. Glenn, has your opinion changed of who is going to win this series over the course of it, and how have we ended up in a Game 7 situation?
Yeah, there's a lot of things we could talk about here, but for me, I had maybe some irrational confidence in the Pacers ahead of the series. I actually picked the Pacers to win in 7.
Okay.
So I feel a little vindicated that we have a game 7 here. But the Pacers play a very connected version of basketball on both ends of the court. I think one thing that helps them is they play a lot more veterans than OKC does. Veterans tend to give you more stable play, more reliable, kind of consistent, you know, flow and things like that. And I thought that would help them here. Now, I have to admit, OKC and Megan home for game 7, that's a tough environment for the Pacers to go in and try to steal game 7 away from them. And so I'm feeling a little less bullish about it now, you know, contemplating all of the advantages that OKC seems to have at home. But I'm still going to kind of lean towards the Pacers here and think that if they can cut down their turnovers, make shots, and just play really, really well connected basketball both ends of the court, I think they have a shot to win the game.
Glenn, what do you, as far as, I hate to get too much into like legacy and all of that sort of thing, but for a guy like Shea, who you win MVP and the expectations are there. Like, we understand this is a Thunder team that is still, at least in my opinion, overperforming expectations as far as the timeline goes, because, I mean, this has only been a playoff team for the last couple of seasons. But as far as for Shea's legacy, losing a Game 7 like this, how much does that affect things, especially when you kind of look at the likelihood of, I mean, they very well could be back next season, but legacy for Shea versus maybe legacy for like a Tyrese and an Indiana team that I think people would be a lot much lower on the Pacers making it back.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, it's a great question, and for me, you know, Shea had an awesome season. He's a deserving MVP award winner. But if you kind of break down his game and you look at what OKC needs to put around him, they need more ball handling. They need more secondary creation. They need more self creation around him. Now, Jalen Williams is showing that in up and down, across the playoffs here, we've seen him. Some games it's not there, some games it is there. No surprise, he's still a fairly young player. But I think that what OKC has learned, win or lose, is that they need more offensive firepower around Shea to take some pressure off. It's too easy for opposing defenses to really load up on him and take space away from him. And in the regular season context, hard to do on a random Tuesday night game in the season. But when you have Rick Carlisle on the other side, having, you know, 2 days off between most of these games, having time to kind of really fine tune that defensive plan, it's easier to kind of take things away from him. He's still been awesome. He's still been very, very good. But I still think that OKC is going to kind of take a step back. They have a huge war chest of draft assets they can use. So there's a lot of paths to them, maybe adding a player like that next season. But for them to really put the chemistry offensively around Shea that they need to, I think there's work to do this offseason, even if they win the title.
Yeah, 13 first-round picks for Sam Presti and the Thunder over the next 6 seasons. It's been discussed so much because I think a lot of the teams, a lot of people expected them to do something potentially even this season and trade some of those assets away. They stood pat. And certainly improved this team over last offseason with a guy like Alex Caruso. But it certainly, Glenn, it feels like it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens in Game 7. But right after Game 7, there is no time for a whole lot to think much else, because you're going right into the NBA draft where the Hawks are going to have number 13 and number 22, at least right now. I know there has been some discussion of maybe the Hawks could do something with one of those picks, probably 22, package it in some sort of trade or whatever. But Glenn, since we don't know yet, we're going to talk to Ansi Sala on Monday, media will, but since we don't know yet how Ansi thinks about drafting so far, if Glenn Willis was in the driver's seat at 13 and 22, how are you attacking this upcoming NBA draft?
Yeah, so, I mean, everyone's allowed their own perspective. My view, though, is we saw a serious roster deficit after Jalen Johnson went down last year, and it became even more apparent after they traded DeAndre Hunter, in that they didn't have enough size, physicality at the four and the five. The injuries at the center position exposed that. Don Barlow did his best when he was called upon to play, but certainly that wasn't in plan for the Hawks. So what I want them to do is add two big forward defenders to kind of just start to build that depth into that roster spot. Now, what they do with 22 may have a lot to do with their level of confidence in Kobe Bufkin and his ability to kind of stay healthy across the season. So wouldn't it surprise me if they maybe look at a guard with the second spot, depending upon their view of Bufkin. But for me, I think size, physicality, defensive versatility, those are the things I would prioritize with both picks if I could.
What is the... It's interesting, first off, to hear that in the thought process, because I'm very much with you on you need to add size to this team. I have been one that's talked about adding a big at 13 and then looking at guard at 22, very similar. But I heard the exact opposite. I had a guest earlier, someone you might know, David Lee, who said the exact opposite. He was like, I would go guard at 13 and go big at 22. And then I talked with Keith Smith of Spotrac this week, and he said I would draft a big at 13 and I would trade away 22 and get something of a better asset to kind of address it now. It really shows, Glenn, just how many different options this Hawks team has to be able to address their needs. The one thing that I would be curious to get your thoughts on is, what is the type of prospect that you, as an evaluator, tend to want this team to stay away from? Because there's a lot of different, like, shiny pieces out there, things you could go after, but what's kind of the prospect prototype that maybe concerns you and you think the Hawks should stay away from?
Yeah, so one of the constraints at the center position they had for a while playing Capella and Okongwu together is that while Capella was starting, Okongwu had to play in what I call the Capella template, right? Yeah. And that was limiting Okongwu from being able to handle the ball, self-create, a lot of the things, shoot the ball from the three-point line, et cetera. They were running pick and roll, DHO, dribble handoff, those sorts of things. And so for me, I want to stay away from a center who can't fit into a lot of what Okongwu does. I want a guy who can have some encouraging aspects around, might be able to shoot from the three-point line, can handle, do those sorts of things. On defense, if you draft a big who can only play near the rim and can't get out up, you know, the floor, get and play and defend in space, I think you start to build a roster construction and a rotation construction that forces you to play different ways depending upon which big is on the floor. Now, I know a lot of Hawks fans want the Hawks to get a bigger center to play. We hear that a lot on social media and such. But for me, I want them to maintain alignment with their investment in Okongwu as the new starter and find someone who can do a lot of what he does.
Yeah, talking with Glenn Willis on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow him on social media at Willis_Glenn, as well as listen to the podcast ATL in 29. Glenn, you make a great point in that, at least for me personally, I don't want a 7-footer if that 7-footer comes in and the expectation is, oh, well, he fits more of a 4, because it feels like we've kind of done this in the past already with, just because, you know, tall man's not always big man, and you have a certain need that you want to be able to address to have the most cohesion as possible. Now, Glenn, we step into free agency is certainly going to be a part of what the Hawks are going to do to address their team needs outside of outside of the draft next week. A lot of different ways that they can go. Surely one of those is signing your own free agent in Caris LeVert. But are there any names that kind of stand out to you that you would like the Hawks to be able to bring in?
I mean, it's not the strongest free agency class this year. And so I think this class is more full of role players. And there are some very high role players. I think a lot of people are expecting the Boston to not be able to bring back Luke Kornet. Luke Kornet statistically had a very, very good season this last year. But sometimes you don't know if that is because of the team team's statistical profile, and he's just kind of benefiting from the players around him. But I think you know, like we saw Hartenstein move last year because the Knicks couldn't afford him. Cornette is not at Hartenstein's level, but he's a very helpful guy. And if you can get him affordably, that's not a bad way for the Hawks to go to get some size and some veteranship back there. Now, he's a little limited defending in space as well, so it doesn't really fit that. But for me, I'm really interested in, will they move the 22nd pick? A couple of seasons ago, the new cap structure was introduced where that second apron, that is, if you go above, a team goes above, that is very, very limiting on what kinds of transactions you can execute, those sorts of things. And so I wonder if there's a team that just says, I can't afford to bring back two really good role players, got to move one of them. And in my mind, I think the Hawks would be best served to just be very opportunistic to see, you know, on draft night, maybe we can turn 22 into a veteran that really fits with Trey well, really fits well with Trey and Jalen, really fits well with Dyson, you know. And so I think they have to be open-minded about being prepared to make a pick at 22. But at the same time, if there's a veteran who can really fill a gap that last year's roster had that's available, I don't mind them trading that pick there as well. And in my mind, a trade is more likely to give this team a player that fills a critical gap than the free agency class, because the free agency class is pretty mediocre.
Yeah, it certainly would fit the theme of being a team that is competitive right now, as well as being young. Glenn, you mentioned it's the same thought process that I've had of, you don't want to maybe bring in too much youth by drafting both of those guys in the first round, that maybe you can use that pick to get more of that veteran presence. So it'll certainly be interesting to see what the Hawks are able to do coming up in this NBA draft. It's right upon us. It's Wednesday, if I believe correctly, Wednesday. And then splitting this up into the first and the second round will be interesting to see how it's all broken up. All right, final one for you, Glenn. We're going to be getting into next segment because of Braves starting pitcher last night, Didier Fuentes, 20 years old when he made his major league debut. Most impressive thing you did at 20 years old?
Well, if I could cheat a little bit and go 19, or go by 20 years old.
Sure.
So I joined the Air Force out of high school, and I graduated FAA ATC school at age 19 in the Air Force. It's still the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Not even close. It was a lot of work. But the military puts a lot of good structure around you, and that was helpful for me. But that's definitely the biggest accomplishment I had before I turned 20.
Yeah, clap it up for Glenn Willis, because fighting for our country certainly would qualify as most impressive thing you could do, 19 years old or 20. That is Glenn Willis of the ATL and 29 podcast. Follow him on social media at Willis_Glenn. He's always got great breakdowns and always got great insight. And Glenn, really appreciate you joining us on the Saturday, man.
Thank you, Caleb. Look forward to your coverage of the press conference on Monday.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.